Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Now, it is very interesting that neither of the New Testament writers, that is Paul, Peter, or John, advocated or wrote about psychology. These individuals wrote about the new life in Christ. And so these individuals taught the believing community that there was something more important that we should heed above and beyond humanistic thinking. And that is the person of Christ. Christ event remains the most pivotal event for you and I. So we do well to heed what the New Testament writers have penned over and above the writings, the temporal writings of people. And so you and I know that there have been, over the last 60 years, attempts to pen a so-called Christian psychology. I have no idea what that means. Or even to build a Christian or so-called Christian counseling formula that embraces both the Word of God and temporal psychological systems with their algorithms or recipes and their treatment protocols. And so we're told that in order to be relevant and significant, to have the respect of the modern and postmodern world, our theology must conform to psychotherapeutic models. And we have failed to realize that the cosmos has its own priesthood. Psychology is a religious doctrine. And the therapists are the priests of this religion. And so their sacrament comes in the form of various psychotropic drugs that are given to ameliorate or, as it were, to help individuals to cope with the problem of living. There's an article recently in my neighborhood about foster homes and about the over-medicating of children who are within this system. So these atrocities are carefully concealed and hidden from the public, as it were. And other things are going on with regard to our health and well-being, our health and safety. There is a bill to enforce universal vaccination for all people within the United States. It goes on and on. My Bible tells me that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Now, you know that the word sinner is not a noun, it is an adjective. And so it is a behavioral adjective. It speaks of behavior. It speaks of what a person do against God and themselves. And so ultimately, the definition of sin is lack of conformity to the character of God, simplistically. So the individual ultimately sins against God, and in the process, he or she sins against himself. And we read, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever an individual or a person sows, that shall he also reap. There is a reciprocal nature to our actions that cannot be abrogated or set aside, no matter who we are or what we may think. God has so designed the cosmos, God has so designed the world, that our actions have either positive or negative consequences. We either profit positively or we suffer negatively from what we do. There is a reciprocity to our actions. We receive back that which we do. It's very interesting that in the Old Testament there are certain Hebrew terms in which the suffixes bespeak this reality. And the New Testament carries on this truth. Whatsoever man sows, and the term man is anthropos, so it is gender inclusive, male and female. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he, she also reap. And so God is ultimately in charge. God is ultimately in control. So we have this very important verse that Paul wrote for us in the Roma brief, or his letter to the Romans. And this is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Paul writes, and this is Paul's extended treatment on the subject of soteriology, and it's the doctrine of salvation. Very, very powerful, the book of Romans. Verse 1. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, somata, a living sacrifice, holy, hagaosune, acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual service. And be not conformed to this age or ione or ion, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Greek word here for mind is nous, N-O-O-S, nous, that you may prove what is that good, and that is qualitatively good in the Greek. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, telion, that is complete, will of God. And so we have a prohibition given to us in verse 2 with the Greek word may, M-E, be not conformed. We have the connective chi, the connective particle, the connective chi, and then we have may. So we have chi and may. And so may is a word of negation. Be not conformed to this age. So we have a prohibition. given to us in Scripture. This is an action, or this is a reality that should not happen in the lives of believing ones. That is, to be conformed to this world. And that is to fall into his mental fashions and attitudes that are temporal, fleeting, and passing away. We're not to get involved with intellectual fadism, moral superficiality, spiritual silliness. We're not to be involved in cosmic dalliances. We're to be free. We're to be other. We're to be different qualitatively as those who are in Christ. And so, with this prohibition, he goes on after the colon, but be transformed, 2 Corinthians 3:18, by the renewing of your mind. And so, here is the essence of spiritual neurogenesis. Of late, we have learned that brain cells can be transformed. That is, we can create their new neural connections can be created. And so this is a fantastic reality that you and I must understand. And so Christ is our focus. And you and I understand that we become what we behold. We are enjoined by Scripture to behold constantly the person of Christ. We are to have look upon him and behold him in a protracted manner. We are to consider who he is and what he has done on our behalf. And so, we create new neural, pathways to our focus upon Christ. And so in this way, we have neurogenesis. We have the building of a new awareness, that is, our brain that becomes rewired around Christ. Because now, as he stated, where our will becomes focused around his will for us. And we become conformed, we begin that journey of being conformed into the image of Christ. And so there must be that intentional action to do what God has called us to do, to become who God wants us to become. And so we have a new mentality that is available to us through the person of the Christ, through the gift of grace. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, Paul writes, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Now, this is full because in the Greek, the word is new, young mind. When we come to Christ, we receive a new, young mind, ever to remain so, the emphasis in the Greek text. This is wonderful. This is powerful. And this frees us from believing that we need to conform to human psychologic systems when we have this wonderful reality in Christ. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a blessed day.